where the news never stops. LBC News.
Now, we were reporting a little earlier about that cyber attack, focusing on Declan Curry had news of that. It was a fuel pipeline in the United States, so that's very much in the news as we go live to Washington. Let's pick up what Monday looks like in the United States with Simon Marks. Good afternoon to you, Simon. This cyber attack on a fuel pipeline, that sounds potentially nasty.
Yeah, I think Monday morning here might be a good time to go and fill the car with petrol before they start jacking the prices up at the pumps. They're not doing that yet. But this 5,000-mile pipeline, it's the largest petrol pipeline that runs from Texas all the way up to New York, is shut down. It is going to remain shut for several days to come, and that's because of this ransomware attack that was launched against the owners of the Colonial Pipeline. We don't know who was behind it. We don't know whether the owners paid any kind of ransom in order to evade the assault on their computer system and the pipeline. But we do know that they say they are developing what they refer to as a system restart plan. They're aiming initially to restore service to some of the smaller lines that run between terminals and delivery ports. And then they say they will bring the full system back online only when they believe it is safe to do so. The Biden administration declared a national emergency on Sunday over this cyber attack. There is obviously a big investigation underway as to who might have been responsible for it, and political reaction coming from members of Congress who say this just underscores the need for the United States to rebuild its crumbling infrastructure, redouble its efforts to protect its most secure strategic sites. Adam Kinzinger is a Republican who spoke yesterday to CBS.
This needs to redouble our efforts as a country to get past our internal divisions as the end-all be-all of everything and focus on things like critical infrastructure. This is only going to continue to happen more often if we're not careful.
And those divisions that he refers to, of course, relate to a debate that is raging here among Republicans who are more conservative than Congressman Kinzinger and the White House over what exactly constitutes infrastructure. Because remember, President Biden has presented a $2 trillion spending request to Congress aimed at restoring American infrastructure, but the many Republicans and the Republican leadership argue it's too broad. It defines infrastructure much too broadly, and their view of infrastructure tends to be a lot narrower. Bridges, highways, that kind of thing. They're not always sure that protecting the country, for example, from cyber assault is necessarily part and parcel of traditional infrastructure. So that debate politically raging, even as consumers wonder what the impact of this pipeline cyber attack is going to be on them in prices at the pump.
Simon, we have to put the word shooting in Colorado in the same sentence again today.
Yeah, absolutely. Another shocking weekend once again in Colorado. This time, the focus, a birthday party, if you can believe it, a child's birthday party that was attacked in Colorado Springs by a man who is believed to have been the partner of one of the victims. He burst into this family birthday party that was taking place, and by the time his murderous assault had ended, seven people, including the gunman, were dead. All the dead adults, none of the children was killed, but they obviously witnessed an absolute horror unleashed in front of them as this shooting assault continued. It's Colorado's worst mass shooting since March the 22nd, when a gunman killed 10 people at a supermarket in Boulder. It would be nice to think that this would breathe new life into efforts to bring about meaningful gun control in the United States, or persuade some members of Congress who aren't currently behind the president's call for an assault weapons ban that perhaps they should rethink their position. But I've lived here too long, Martin, and reported too many of these mass shootings to imagine for a moment that that is going to be likely.
OK, we've got some news from our Prime Minister about the vaccination efforts, about the rollout or the lifting, I think, of lockdown by tea time in the UK. What news on the vaccination work in the States, Simon?
Well, I think, yeah, this is going to be an absolutely critical week. It begins with a bit of good news. There were only, I say only, but there were only 246 deaths from COVID-19 across the United States yesterday. That's a big drop from the day before when there were about 640, which in turn was a drop from, I think, 815 on Thursday. So one thing we're all going to be looking at is whether that is the start of a new trajectory or whether the weekend was not necessarily part of a pattern. So let's see where all that heads. But in terms of the vaccine push, the Biden White House having acknowledged that the quest for herd immunity here is running into difficulty at the hands of vaccine skeptics, is launching a big effort to try and persuade those people who have not been vaccinated to get vaccinated. Many of them come from specific communities. Some of them come from rural Republican communities. Others come from African American communities in urban areas. Here is the president's chief medical advisor on COVID-19, Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Get trusted messengers, people who they trust, to get to them, to convince them why it's important. Those messages could be anything from sports figures to entertainment figures to clergy or even to their family doctor. Make it extremely easy for people to get vaccinated.
Not sure how you could make it much easier than it already is to get vaccinated. I was in a local chemist's on Friday with my 17-year-old son, who was getting his second jab, this in southeast Washington, D.C., where there is a large African-American community that is not availing itself of the vaccine, which is why we were able to secure an appointment there. There wasn't a single other person in the store seeking out a vaccine. Indeed, so quiet was it that the check-in table was unattended, and had I wanted to, I could have picked up 40 or 50 of those CDC vaccination cards, popped them in my pocket, and handed them out to friends. Quite extraordinary arrangements the vaccine rollout still exhibits here in the United States.
Well, I'm glad you and the son are very safe. Simon, good to talk to you. Simon Marks reporting live from Washington, D.C.
LBC News.